WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's tax season, but the IRS is preparing to lay off thousands of probationary workers. Two sources tell the Associated Press that sweeping layoffs are ongoing at a number of government agencies. ABC's Selena Wang has more.
We know that in this first round of layoffs, they're targeting people who were hired by the federal government within the last 1 to 2 years. So this could potentially impact more than 200,000 people. Folks in key roles, for instance, in the Department of Health, Energy, and Homeland Security. And we're also told that they're looking at the military next.
Hamas has released three more hostages to Israel. They had been held by Hamas since October 7th. Secretary of State Marco Rubio arrives in Israel later. The Justice Department has filed to drop corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams even after several prosecutors resigned in protest, saying the decision amounted to a quid pro quo. This is ABC News. 2 years ago in Kansas City, 16-year-old Ralph Yarl was shot trying to pick up his twin brothers. He rang the doorbell of a home, not knowing it was the wrong house on the wrong street. There was no answer, but gunshots erupted. Yarl survived. The homeowner who shot him, now 86-year-old Andrew Lester, pleaded guilty Friday to second-degree assault. Yarl's mother, Cleo Nagby, told ABC News her thoughts on the deal.
We are not, like, fully appeased with it, but it's something that we have to take right now because we are sick of this dragging on.
World's top-ranked men's tennis player Jannik Sinner of Italy accepted a three-month suspension to settle a doping case. He had twice tested positive for a banned substance, but said he was inadvertently treated by his physical therapist. The Australian Open champion will be eligible to play at the year's next major, the French Open. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
The John and Gordy Show.
Go back to an earlier era before the right dominated the national storytelling. You go back to somebody like Frank Capra. He was masterful at telling that story about the little guy. That heroic figure who had nothing but worked hard, looked out for other people, cared about family, and made a better life. And that kind of storytelling has vanished.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The retirement savings picture across America is generally bleak. Not a lot of people have a big nest egg to rely on. Could more pensions be the answer? Mike Moen reports.
Pensions offered to public employees are seen as more stable because they're not shaken by movements in the financial markets. In recent polling from the National Institute on Retirement Security, 86% of Americans say all workers, including the private sector, should have a retirement plan that is more pension-driven. The group's Dan Doonan says retirement coverage is still too spotty for non-wealthy workers, leaving them on their own to put away savings.
In general, we're just asking way too much of individuals to get all this right. And saving during the middle years of your life to provide income throughout retirement, it really is a challenging endeavor.
He says the good news is that more states are setting up programs that enroll private sector workers in an IRA-style plan. The goal is to step in when a company can't or won't offer retirement perks. Experts say they're easy for states to operate and benefit small businesses because they don't have to contribute. But for the workers, the IRAs typically have lower contribution limits, meaning the retirement savings might not stretch as far. And just like state and local governments, Doonan says a more simplified network of retirement programs around the country can help companies in the private sector avoid staff turnover.
If they do move in that direction, I think what you'll see is more loyalty in return to the company. So there are some benefits for private employers especially employers who value retention.
This is Mike Moen. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter weather advisories continue with flurries and snow showers and an inch or two of accumulation with a high in the low 30s. Still some flurries and snow showers tonight, low in the mid-teens. Gradually clearing for tomorrow, but colder, high near 20. It's 24 right now.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Mayor Paul Soglin will join us.
And for those hard of hearing, we'll have a naked signer on board.
Happy President's Day.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All right, you are tuned in. Hey. To the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM WMDX with your girl Brandi Grayson. I am in the house. I am excited to be here. I so missed you guys last week. I don't know what happened last week. Oh, I was sick last week. That's what happened last week. All this stuff is going around. So y'all make sure y'all taking care of yourself. I think I might have had whooping cough or something because I was fine during the day, but then at night I would stay up all night coughing, hacking to the point I was vomiting. And finally, after a week, I went and got some meds from urgent care. But take care of yourself. We got flu going around, bird flu, whatever that might be, RSV, whooping cough, just all kind of ickiness. Wash your hands, okay? And stay out of people's faces and stay out of babies' faces. I hate to see people in front of babies' faces. I don't know. I digress. It just bothers me. Like, why are you spitting on the baby, okay? The baby has a small immune system, small kidney, small liver, and a small digestive tract. And the reason I bring those things up is because that's how we eliminate toxins from our body. So anyway, again, you're tuned into the Black Conversion Show. That was my beef for the day. It is cold outside. We got lots of snow. I'm super excited about the snow. I hope you guys are enjoying it. Some people are complaining. However, I love the snow. I mean, we live in Wisconsin, so I love to play in the snow with kiddo. For those who don't know, I have an 8-year-old son. His name is Messiah. He is my world. So anyway, just enjoy the weather. Just button up. Put on some double layers or something as you go out. A lot of us have the privilege to have double layers and cars and transportation. And to the folks that do have the privilege, I'm going to encourage you to support those who do not have the privilege to afford an extra pair of pants to put underneath their pants. There are people in our community who are sleeping on the streets, who are sleeping in shelters and warming centers during cold nights and cold days. And how do I know that? Well, I am the CEO of Urban Triage, a nonprofit organization serving the greater Dane County area. And our primary work is housing and agriculture. So today we're going to talk about agriculture and farming and Trump's impact on our farmers across the country. Most of our farmers actually voted for Trump. So that's something to think about and to talk about today as people are losing hundreds of thousands of dollars as farmers across our country. And they're upset. I don't think people understood what or who they were voting for, which I was a little confused about because Trump has always been clear about who and what Trump is. And Trump is Trump. So I don't know. We're going to get into a lot of Trumpiness today and Trumpy dumpy folks today. But we have, I mean, we have Elon Musk, who actually is the president. I have a clip of Elon Musk's son in the Oval Office this week for a press conference. He's literally hosting a press conference in the Oval Office. Elon Musk is not Trump. He's standing next to Trump. And I have to share with you what Elon's son said. He has to be around 6 or 8. The boy is off the chain. And I think he's going to be psychopathic. But we can get into that in a minute about what was shared and what he said. It is funny, but it was truth, and it was also very disturbing. Also on the news, of course, we have protesters breaking out across the country regarding Trump. Everyone's upset, but no one I don't know. Let's just get into that. I'm going to leave it to myself. We also have a letter submitted by the Heritage Foundation to our Congress asking for elimination of DEI and giving reasons that it's necessary. So we're going to hear a soundbite today from my girl, Representative Stansbury. She's a representative. I don't even know what state she's from. Sam joins me today in the studio. Our boy Luke, my favorite producer. Sam, that doesn't mean you're not my favorite producer, but Sam joins me today. How are you feeling today, Sam?
I'm doing good. How are you?
You sure? I'm okay. You keep it warm?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Yeah. Sam, how long have you been working for WMDX, Civic Media?
Close to a year and a half.
Okay. And how long have you been doing like production work?
About the same time.
Okay.
Yeah, I came here right after college.
Oh, you're fresh meat. Okay. Yeah. Okay, cool, Sam. So I'll be picking on you throughout the conversation because I'm in the studio alone. Cousin Clyde, I have no idea where that brother is. He said he was coming, but last week I kind of sent him off. I said I was coming into the studio and then I got sick and then I didn't come and he was on his way. So he might be trying to pay back me. So another no call, no show. But we'll see how that goes. And other Trump news, we will discuss how billions of dollars, even though the federal judge came back and said your executive order is illegal, Trump came back and he just defied the judge and said, I don't care, I'm executive power. And your boy J.D. Vance, is it J.D. Vance? Yes, it's J.D. Vance. Sam, who is J.D. Vance? Can you give us a education piece real quick on him?
I don't think there's much to know about him. It doesn't seem like he's really doing much. I think he was a senator from Ohio.
Okay, yeah, that's right. He's from Ohio, and he doesn't have much experience as a senator, but he's from Ohio, and he is our VP, vice president to Donald Trump. And he came back and said, the judges have no power over the executive branch. And I don't know if you guys know anything about our government and the design. The purpose of, the judicial branch and then our legislation branch and then our executive branch is for it to check the power and to have accountability. But as you guys know, America people are anti-black and predominantly folks who embody anti-blackness and racism voted for I wouldn't even say Republican, I would just say Trump loyalists to all branches of government. So it is a show in our government right now and across our nation. So you get what you pay for, I guess, American people. You are tuned into the Black Conversion Show with your girl Brandi Grayson on 92.7 FM WMDX. And right now I'm just talking. Okay. I'm just letting it out. It's been 2 weeks. I haven't talked to you guys and I've been holding a lot in. So I'm so glad that you guys are listening. And I'm so glad you're tuned into the Black Conversion Show. But as you can tell, I just have a lot to say today. In addition, we're going to talk about today on today's show, Kendrick Lamar. Our rapper and hip hop star. Okay. Can you drop a beat for me, Sam? Because maybe y'all don't know who he is. And some people were confused at the Super Bowl this past Sunday. But let me just tell you, he is a 5-time Grammy winner. So shout out to Kendrick Lamar. And can we just say he is also a Pulitzer? Pulitzer Prize winner for his poetry and his storytelling. So he told a story this past Sunday at our Super Bowl, and it was a story. So I'm going to break it down for people who miss the communication and who don't have Black friends or Black translators. I will be your Black translator today for the Kendrick Lamar halftime show. And also big up to our girl Serena Williams, who crip walked all through the halftime show. People are really mad about it. She showed up and she showed out. I'm so excited for her. And we'll depict that or tear it apart or analyze that also in a few. Usually I start off my show as regular listeners know, talking about relationships. And this week, we have a week of love. Valentine's Day just happened. And I don't know. I don't know if I'm feeling very loving. I feel like I have been, feeling in love with myself. I've been doing a lot of intentional work with making sure I am good. I've been meditating, reflecting, reading. I have been very deliberate in practicing the law of attraction. Sam, have you heard of the law of attraction?
I think I've heard of it. I couldn't tell you what it is.
What it is? heard it in passing. So if anybody don't know me, I'm really big into metaphysics. And metaphysics is this idea, and not just ideas, but practices. And you can find metaphysics theories in the Bible, in the Quran, in religion, doctrines, and spiritual work, and different, I mean, from Hindu to Judaism. It's really about being able to connect with something outside of yourself when we talk about metaphysics. And I'm really into that thing. So when we're thinking about having this week of love, I've been doing my own thing, loving on myself by practicing the law of attraction. And what a law of attraction is, for our folks who are new, it basically says whatever you give out, you get, right? So whoever you are internally, you experience that in your world. So just say if you're an a-hole, right? In your world, you're always mad, you're always complaining, someone's always doing something to you, you're the victim all the time, which I just would like to add, the American people felt like they were the victim from blackness for the last 10 years. Since Obama, you have been the victim of blackness. So you felt the need to vote for a Trump. You see how I just integrate that? Because it's so like, what the heck were you thinking? White people, white women. You thought DEI was just for black people. So you was like, let's go with DUI, let it go. And now white women and other women are losing their jobs across the country. We have federal workers losing their jobs. I'm sorry, let me get back to love. I digress. See, I haven't talked to you all week. So I'm all over the place, and I am high off of herbs. So, and I don't mean like the herbs, like the weed herbs, Sam. I mean like herbal supplements. When I am going, y'all, when I am meditating and exercising and reflecting, I am filled with so much energy that I just keep going and going like an energizing bunny. So I'm going to ask y'all to do the same. But anyway, back to this conversation around love. So this week was a day of love. I have been practicing the law of attraction, deliberately creating my reality. And law of attraction kind of has multiple things that go with it. It's like law of attraction is you attract what you think, you attract what you feel. So it's important to pay attention to what you're feeling. It also includes the law of deliberate creation, where you are creating your world and your reality by deliberately being aware of what you're thinking and feeling. And by doing so, you get to choose how you show up. So if you're feeling sad, you get to be aware of that and say, hey, I'm kind of feeling sad. Let me put on some music that make me feel good, or let me go do something that brings me pleasure, or let me change my thoughts to think about my children, who every time I think about my son, I smile. So even if I'm in a bad mood, I could think about him and it makes my mood better, because kids are like that. They just have this ability to drive you crazy and to make you experience God, like unapologetically. Kids are like that. So deliberate creation is about that. And then we have within the law of attraction, the law of allowing, which basically says that if you have faith or if you believe in the thing that you are creating, you allow it to come to you. You don't manipulate it. You don't control it. You just speak it, feel it, be it, and allow it and let it go and allow the universe to do what it does. And the most important aspect of the law of allowing is to anticipate what is coming. So if I believe, for example, I'm going to get this job, I apply for this job and I'm like, oh, I'm going to get it. It's the job of my dream. Then you declared it, you say it, you feel it, you visualize it, and then you let it go. And then you sit with it with a sense of expectancy. Like, I just can't wait till they call me, feeling that they're going to call me. That's the law of allowing. So that's what I've been doing for the week of love. So loving on myself, being intentional about how I show up, and also being intentional on how I'm expressing myself. So I hope you guys continue on the journey of love in celebration of Valentine's Day. There's also another day that they call girl times or something, where I just heard of this on Meta, that girls are celebrating Valentine's the day before Valentine's. For women or people who identify as women who don't have partners. So look it up, find out more about that. And when we return, we're going to talk about Kendrick Lamar before we get to Trump, because I know y'all tired of Trump, but I want to provide some analysis and breakdown of the blackest black show, halftime show in the history of the Super Bowl. So stay tuned to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM with your girl, Brandi Grayson. I'll be back in a jiff.
God. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for your life.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Attention.
If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and caramel.
Welcome back to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM with your girl, Brandi Grayson. I am in the house. I'm excited to be here. I miss y'all so much. This is like my therapy where I pour everything out. Not everything. Sometimes I'd be trying to filter stuff and then I accidentally say things that I probably shouldn't say. But hey, that's why you listen to me. So welcome to the Black Conversion Show. We're going to transition into the analysis of the blackest show in Super Bowl history. Kendrick Lamar showed out and showed out and showed up and showed out. Okay. The brother did not hold back. I think what's very interesting, the thing that stands out to me the most is that people missed it and people are upset about it. There's this divide. Oh, that was the most boring. It was so boring, that halftime show. And I often say people who don't know art, study art or who are used to flashes and I don't know, fireworks and a lot of dances and a lot of, they missed it. I don't know if people knew, but Kendrick Lamar is a Pulitzer Prize winner. I mean, who do you know? What other rapper has that? Like, he's a storyteller. He's a poet. He is an artist. He's literally an artist. We have other hip hop artists who are just made by the industry. You know, I mean, I'm not going to knock your girl Sexy Red, but what is she and what is that? You know what I'm saying? All right, we're going to leave that alone. And if you don't know who she is, please look it up. But Kendrick Lamar is an artist. He's a poet. And there was so much he was communicating to us. He literally started off the show. And okay, let me just pause for a second. What was very interesting to me is the young people, like the folks. Y'all know I work with folks between the age of 22. Predominantly all of our staff is between 22 and 31. So everyone's really young. And then we have this flux of us plus 40 folks at the top. It's like three or four of us. But anyway, I digress. But most of my staff was like, I didn't get it. Like I didn't feel it. It wasn't exciting. It wasn't Beyonce for sure. Cause we know Beyonce will put on a show. Okay. With all kind of props. But if you were paying attention, this brother started off the show saying, the revolution will be televised. And I just felt that in my soul. And can we just say, too, how the halftime show started with the Eagles whooping Kansas Chiefs, you know what? Okay. And can we just acknowledge how Kansas Chiefs are a lot and too many of their players and the teams were in support of Trump? Can we talk about that and how they all got played? So for me, that day was symbolic of how we will win. Okay. And can we talk about how the Eagles booed Trump, the Eagles fans? I said, okay, Philly, this is why I'm a new Eagles fan. I don't even watch football, but I roll with the Eagles now on. And then let's just point out that Eagles won and they have a black quarterback. It was just the blackest Super Bowl ever. And it makes me so happy. Like, it makes me happy to my soul to talk about it and to break it down with you guys. So let me do this before I just get on and I start rumbling about how awesome the Super Bowl was. But he told you when he started the Super Bowl, the revolution will be televised and you pick the right guy. What did he say? The wrong guy, the right time or something? And he wasn't playing. And let's start this clip because I'm going to break it down. And this dude, whoever he is, he's going to help me break it down with starting with him standing on top of this car at the opening of the Super Bowl. Go ahead, Sam, play the clip for me.
Did you notice how Kendrick's dancers all piled out of a car like clowns?
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't just choreography. That was a clown car. That was imagery. Mm-hmm. It was intentional. The term clown car is often used in politics when you have a bunch of candidates with no real power, no real voice, all fighting for something they'll never control. That's exactly how the industry sees black artists. They prop up whoever they choose, make them compete against each other.
Pause that for me, Sam. So this is how powerful he was. So when you're smart and intelligent and you know that you're playing chess and not checkers, he won his Grammys, right? He got his Pulitzer Prize Award, and then he did the halftime show knowing that he wasn't the one. He's not a clown, but he's going to play the game. And what some people are arguing is like, well, he is a clown because he did the halftime show, and he's part of the industry. The thing about this world and the society we exist in, this context of white supremacy, racism, patriarchal fascism, imperialism that we exist in, if you don't know those words, please look them up, because that is currently our freaking reality, okay? So what about playing this game is that you don't get a choice. You either play it or you get eaten alive by it. I tell this to the people that I train all the time. You have to learn how to play the game, how to jump in and out the Matrix. If you ever watched the movie The Matrix, that is what we're living in. You don't get to not exist in the context of white supremacy when it's everywhere. So I am so proud of him that he was able to stay true to his authenticity and his culture, right? And it's not about, if people don't really understand black culture, but when we say he's for the culture, he's for the culture. So he starts off the show showing black people representing the American flag colors, jumping out of a clown car, symbolizing black people being clowns in a system and not even knowing that we're clowns and playing the roles. The best thing you can do inside this system of white supremacy in this program, in this matrix, is to at least be aware. So then you can choose how you show up. That is how you have power in the small areas in our lives. Go ahead, Sam. Keep playing the clip for me.
Against each other and laugh while they fight for the crown that they truly never wear. This was Kendrick's way of exposing the truth. The industry is a joke, and we're the ones that are being played. Now let's talk about hidden messages. They were everywhere and you probably didn't even notice. So I'm gonna break a lot of these down for you right now. First, Samuel Jackson playing the role of Uncle Sam. He was warning Kendrick to play the game, just like his role in Django as the house slave. The stage was designed like a Squid Game arena, symbolizing the rich exploiting the poor. Dancers dressed red, white, and blue, literally representing America's dancing to the system's drum. The stage was also shaped like a PlayStation controller. I direct nod to how black culture is manipulated and controlled like a video game. Mark this moment. Kendrick surrounded by black men in a prison yard setting.
Come on, pause for me, Sam. So think about this. It's a PlayStation controller was his foundation. Y'all, you missed it. It was so powerful. And in the courtyard of a prison, in a jail. And then he starts off with black men dancing and red, white, and blue, and then forming the American flag. And then the American flag being split with a black man in the middle, symbolizing the foundation in America being built on the backs of blackness. And this is the thing that we often miss when we have the conversation about racism. This is why a lot of y'all hate me and love me at the same time. And it's because what we do is that we play this game, and then folks who are aware of this game, when we talk about it out loud, unapologetically, we become the problem. The system don't become the problem. We become the problem. Oh, she's just an angry black woman. How many black people, white people, white men, Mexican people, Latin, Asian people, look at Brandi Grayson and say she's the problem for having analysis, for reading, and for speaking the truth. Kendrick Lamar did this amazing demonstration of us being clowns in the system and just dancing with the beat of it, going along to get along. And I swear to God, it triggers every bit of anxiety and trauma in me to watch us every day play the game. There's people in Dane County, Madison, Wisconsin, that literally goes around because of who I am, and I'm gonna make it personal, go around and hate on me and call people that fund our work, Urban Triage's work, and declare things like, oh, they're mismanaging money, or they're doing this, or they're our profits and loss statements aren't real, and requesting all these things. Like, you know, we pay accountants. You think our accountants are making up profit and loss statements for us? No, but you go along with it because we love to go along with the system and the system of racism. So anything that makes black women and black people look bad, we just go along with it, and then we believe it. So yeah, a clown is what we are, and that's exactly what he showed us at the halftime. It was so black and so powerful. I am not done breaking it down for you guys. The Blackest of the Black halftime show at the Super Bowl. Continue to stay tuned, so I got more for you on the Black Conversion Show with your girl Brandi Grayson on 92.7 FM. I'll be back in a jiff.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's tax season, but the IRS is preparing to lay off thousands of probationary workers. Two sources tell the Associated Press that sweeping layoffs are ongoing at a number of government agencies. ABC's Selena Wang has more.
We know that in this first round of layoffs, they're targeting people who were hired by the federal government within the last 1 to 2 years. So this could potentially impact more than 200,000 people. Folks in key roles, for instance, in the Department of Health, Energy, and Homeland Security. And we're also told that they're looking at the military next.
Hamas has released three more hostages to Israel. They had been held by Hamas since October 7th. Secretary of State Marco Rubio arrives in Israel later. The Justice Department has filed to drop corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, even after several prosecutors resigned in protest, saying the decision amounted to a quid pro quo. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Brandon Woodruff back on the mound. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. At Brewers spring training in Arizona, pitcher Brandon Woodruff throwing 20 pitches for the first time to batters after having surgery on his shoulder back in October of 2023. How did it feel?
Felt great. When you can kind of break down, obviously I was nervous, jittery. Like, I mean, it's the first time in a year and a half, but I felt good. I think it went a lot better than I expected to, which was I needed this. I needed to face hitters. I needed Bowers, and I needed Williams to step in the box. You know what I mean? Like, you got a all-star steps in the box, the first hitter you've seen in a year and a half. I mean, you can't help but get a little adrenaline going. So it was good for me. Got some good feedback, and now it's just recover. Like, go recover and get used to doing this again.
NBA All-Star Weekend, the Bucks' Marcus Johnson named a finalist for the Basketball Hall of Fame. The final vote to be announced in April. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers did not make the cut. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter weather advisories continue with flurries and snow showers and an inch or two of accumulation with a high in the low 30s. Still some flurries and snow showers tonight, low in the mid-teens. Gradually clearing for tomorrow, but colder, high near 20. It's 24 right now.
Governor Tony Evers is set to share his budget address to the state on Tuesday, February 18th at 7 p.m. You can count on the Civic Media team to have it covered for you here, live.
And when the polls close, you'll also hear your primary election results from the races important to you and your family.
Live coverage of the elections in your area and the budget address, Tuesday, February 18th at 7 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Let's rock some local music this weekend on Max Inc. Join us as we welcome Kaylin Cole and Lexi Liu, plus Yanni and Rocker will stop in for a visit. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday evenings at 6 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All right, it's your girl, Brandi Grayson, on the Black Conversion Show. You're tuned in to 92.7 FM, WMDX, your hostess with the mostest, the Black woman you love to hate, okay, who always has the tea in the analysis, who's always unapologetically centering Black voices, Black needs, and all of our work. And that can kind of feel a little funky sometimes. But right now, we are celebrating Black History Month, and we are celebrating it with pride as we leave the Super Bowl weekend with nothing but Blackness, a Black winning quarterback, back with a Black woman coach on it. Oh my God, it was just the blackest of the blackest. We had Black Kendrick Lamar winning Grammys. We had Beyonce Blackier Than Black winning Country Music Album of the Year. So we're just basking in that. I'm just going to invite you to join me in a minute or 2 seconds of silence in honor of Black history as I gloat. Okay. All right. I'm on the radio, so I can't have too much salad, but I want you to join me in celebration of all the Blackness that took place. But let's get back to my boy, Kendrick Lamar. Now I'm one of my favorite artists. Like, I listened to him before and I had mad respect, but after this performance. So prior to the break that we just took, we talked about how the Super Bowl, the football field was set up as a PlayStation controller. And then he started off with people jumping out of, Black men jumping out of a car like a clown, and how that has symbolized American being clown-like, and how we were the clowns going along to get along. And then after that, they form a American flag with Black people dancing and going along with the system, and the system being broken in half. If you notice, the system was broken in the middle with the system, the flag symbolizing the system. Kendrick Lamar stood in the middle, symbolizing the breaking of America and it being built on the Black men and Black people and on Black culture, right? I mean, what would y'all do without Blackness? Like, oh my God, what would music be? You wouldn't, I mean, all the contributions. Please check out Urban Triage Facebook page. Urban Triage is a nonprofit I am the founder and CEO of, but check out our page, y'all, because every day we've been posting about Black history and a person in Black history, and it would be, even the trolls, check us out. Get to know who Black people are, was, and is, and our contribution to America and why we are the fabric. And I want to break this down for you real quick. Do you know every time white people get over on white people, they use Black people as an scapegoat? So let's just take Trump, for example. We knew that the Black woman was running against him. So, I think the system set that up very intentionally because they knew she was going to lose, because the embodiment of racism and the hate of women and sexism and misogyny is very prevalent in our society. It's actually the foundation and the root of our society. And if you're not familiar with those words, please look them up. That means you're not read. And I need y'all to get read. I need y'all to become critical thinkers, because y'all are absolutely getting on my nerves with y'all unfounded opinions about things and you don't even read. Okay. Only thing you do is look at TikTok and watch me. Like, stop it. Read a book. Build some analysis. But back to my point, what we end up doing is pointing to Black people, and then our hate ends up taking over. So they distracted us with Black people. We need DEI. Black people are mediocre. Black people are taking white jobs. Mexicans are moving in and taking white jobs. And white men can't find jobs, and white people can't get education because these brown people and these Black people, we need to eliminate them and eliminate the equity and remove the word equity and eliminate the word women, and then distract us for our own embodiment and unconscious hate for Blackness. And now you are getting effed, right? White people across the country and our farmers are getting F, losing thousands of dollars because you allowed your fear and your hate of a group of people based on nothing but BS and like this system that we have where it's controlled by the media. So the media gets to present us in a certain way, and you don't have access to black people. Most white people don't. And I say that with confidence because the white folks that are now in my world, my friends that I go ice fishing with sometimes and other things I do with my white friends, they had no access to black people or awareness of anything prior to becoming a friend with me or joining our board or getting involved in urban triage, because you get to live in your isolated world and you don't have to know. You get to have the privilege. Okay. I'm going to swallow and I'm going to breathe right now, Sam. Okay. You with me, Sam? Okay.
I'm with you.
Isn't that ironic? I always got a white man as my producer in there. Sam's probably over there like, geez whiz, Brandy. Are you doing okay today, Sam?
I'm doing good, yeah.
Okay, good. Well, we're going to get it back into, and just for all of our folks who are just tuned in, you're tuned in to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM with your girl, Brandy Grayson. We're going to continue our analysis of the halftime show because you know I still got a lot to say. Go ahead, Sam, and continue to play the clip where we left off before.
Setting or harmonizing as he raps. This wasn't random. This was America's prison system disguised as entertainment. The system wants us dancing. The system wants us rapping. The system wants us in jail. But the system does not want us to wake up. And then we get the most important moment, the one that Uncle Sam was trying to make him forget, trying to keep him industry by doing songs with singers. They not like us. This was not just a song, this was a warning and an exposed truth about the industry. But you know who else made a statement during this? Serena Williams.
Yes!
And y'all better not have missed this one. Okay. Serena Williams, one of the greatest athletes of all time, was crip walking during Kendrick's performance. Now let me break this down, why this is bigger than just a dance. Serena was born in Michigan, but raised in Compton, the same place as Kendrick Lamar. Serena and Drake dated in 2015, and that relationship inspired Drake's 2016 song, Too Good. In 2022, Drake dissed Serena's husband, Alex, calling him a groupie on the song Middle of the Ocean. Crip walking isn't just a dance. It's a symbol of claiming territory,
yes,
sending a message. So what was Serena saying? Serena was dancing on Drake's grave. Now let's talk about
pause that for me, Sam. Okay, Serena was dancing on Drake's grave. Some people have the analysis in social media, like, why would she even care about Drake? She has a husband. She needs to focus on him. I would divorce her if I was him. Y'all sound stupid. People come for her all the time. In this halftime show, she's literally dancing on his grave in the middle of a jail prison, y'all. The show was made on a darn PlayStation controller on a prison yard with black men dancing like clowns and Serena Williams by a pole dancing. Now, she crip walked a few years ago in the Wimbledon, and guess what happened? Guess what was said about Serena Williams when she danced in the Wimbledon? People said, Fox News, of course, our favorite news station, said what she did was immature and distasteful and classless. Some said separated from the violence associated with that dance. Like, how does she dance and that represents thugs and gangs? She is from Compton, right? How could you not be still connected to the place that birthed you and literally made you Serena Williams? Like, come on, y'all. Y'all think the resilience of people known as black and specifically black women isn't cultivated in a fiery furnace of environments that are often traumatic and detrimental? She is a black girl. She was a black woman dancing in joy that day at the Super Bowl, the blackest of the blackest. And she was surrounded by Kendrick Lamar, who's unapologetically blackness, connecting back to her blackness, standing alongside with other black artists, owning their narrative, free to be joyful, petty, for one thing, because black people need to be more petty, right? We don't need to be angry. We don't need to be mad. We just need to be petty, okay? We just need to, like, cuss y'all out without even cussing y'all out. She told Drake so much in that dance and told the world so much in that dance, and it was petty and it was glorious, okay? Shout out to her. And then she even joked backstage, man, I did not just seawalk like that at Wimbledon. I would have been fired if I would have done that. So look, her reclaiming her blackness and her joy. Can we also just provide some context to Serena Williams and that dance? 79% of black women report having to change their behavior at work to make others feel comfortable. You know how many times people get mad because I don't make them feel comfortable? You know how many contractors walked away or showed up indifferent to our events or in serving us because I'm unapologetically me from Wagner CPA, who are now out here giving all kind of falsities about urban triage, to folks we hired to do event setups who didn't give us the same energy as they gave other events, right? I won't even give y'all names, but just know that they were white folks, and now how they are in the community being mad because I'm apologetic. Me, y'all know who I am. You knew who I was when you came on to work for us in contract. Anyway, I digress. You know, I get, Sam, I get a little personal here on the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM, okay? Did you know 54% of black women leaders report feeling pressure to modify their communication style or appearance or hair or way of being or limit or lower our voice or our passion so that white people can feel comfortable? So let's just give her context, okay? She did that with her billionaire self, and she had been holding that in for hours. Companies with inclusive cultures are 2 times more likely to meet or exceed financial targets when they have black women on with them. Okay, I don't know if y'all know that. Get you a black woman. Trust black women to do the work. Okay, so some more for you. Here's the truth. When we create spaces with black women, don't have to shrink. When we center black voices experience, when we celebrate instead of police black joy, guess what? Magic happened. And what happened at the Super Bowl was magic, directed by a black man that I am now super excited to say he's my number one artist. Come on, Sam, let's play this one more time so we can end this Kendrick Lamar Blacker Than Black Black History Month celebration. We got one more clip. Go ahead, Sam.
Now let's talk about what that means. Dancing on someone's grave is a phase that means celebrating their downfall. Serena, in that moment, was showing the world Drake is done. His reign is over. The system that propped him up is crumbling, and she's not mourning. She's celebrating.
All right, Serena.
Let us all be clear. This wasn't just about America. This was a direct shot at Drake, the man who has been used by the system to taint hip-hop, to push the toxic agenda Malcolm X warned us about. Drake is the industry's golden boy. He's been protected, pushed to the top, allowed to degrade women, push violence, and spread a message that keeps the culture in a cycle of destruction. Meanwhile, Kendrick has to fight for every inch of respect, and that's what he does. Kendrick says to all of them, game over
is what he ended the Super Bowl with. All right. So that was his final message at the Blacket of the Black and Black Super Bowl halftime show. And I just want to say that is it. Pay attention to people who have to fight for respect and systems. And I'm just going to revert back to me because I'm not going to talk about everybody else. But the thing about Dane County in Madison, Wisconsin, we love black people who are mediocre, who can't read, who don't have analysis on white supremacy, and people who go along to get along, and especially black men. So if you notice in Madison, Wisconsin, if you are a black man, if you even can articulate, hi, I want to be a leader and I'm going to do this work, there's no accountability for the work. There's no ask. There's no nothing. There's no deliverables on the work. There's just kind of this, yeah, we got you. And that's exactly what Kendrick Lamar show symbolized, the clowns jumping out of a car. And that's what Madison leaders often symbolize, clowns jumping out of a car, consistently going with the system, never bucking against it, never creating ways or maneuvers or access points within it. See, the thing about it is that you could be part of the system, but create access points for people that are coming behind you. You can be part of the system and create ways in. You can call your sister and say, hey, sis, there's this, this, and this happening. I got your back. This is what you need to do. Y'all don't do that. What y'all do is y'all run to the white people. Massa, what can I do for you? Which is represented by Samuel Jackson, who also was represented in Django. Remember him in Django? Massa, who this Negro on the horse? That's exactly what y'all do to Brandi Grayson and every day in Dane County. Massa, Massa, who this black woman on this horse, Massa? Why is she making so much money, Massa? Why is she getting to be unapologetic, Massa? So when I say this show hit home for me and I wanted to celebrate the blackness, I'm telling you, I was ecstatic. And let's just go back to Samuel L. Jackson, who's a black man in Hollywood, have been there unapologetically black for decades. This is a man who carried the casket of Martin Luther King Jr. This is a man who protested in the 60s. I have mad respect for him and what he was communicating. Remember in the halftime show when he said, all right, Lamar, don't get too ghetto. Don't get too loud. They might see you. Okay, Lamar, don't forget to play the game. That is what black leadership often looks like in Madison, Wisconsin. Brandy, don't forget to play the game. That's what y'all said to me since I was 14, 15, 16, 17 inside the church that I went to forever for decades, inside systems and institutions when I'm saying, no, we need to buck. We need to do something. We need to support black women and the most vulnerable. I had to earn my respect without being inauthentic to my blackness or the vulnerable people I serve. And as a nonprofit organization, Urban Triage will continue to stand on that. So what you need to do is go to our website and donate, okay? Donate some dollars to housing. There's a housing crisis. There is a freeze. Everybody, money and funding is in question. You're listening to the Black Conversion Show. Stay tuned because I have more, much more to say and some more tea around Trump, okay? See you in a jiff.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Believe it or not, it is once again time for Wisconsinites to head to the polls and vote. I know, we all have a bit of election fatigue after 2024, but the spring election primary is coming up on Tuesday, February 18th. One race that will be on every ballot statewide for the spring primary is for state superintendent. Incumbent Jill Underley is seeking another term, and two candidates are challenging her. Jeff Wright, superintendent for Sauk Prairie Schools, and Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant and former charter school executive. Kinzer's candidacy, in particular, is gaining steam. Her campaign reported raising more than $500,000, far more than what Underley or Wright have brought in. With that type of financial support, this could prove to be a more competitive race for state superintendent than what we've seen in quite some time. This is becoming a real race to watch.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Okay, it's your girl, BG, Brandy Grayson, the black girl with too much energy that feels aggressive to some who ain't used to all that God energy. Okay, you're tuned into the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM. We have been talking about black history, how blackity black the Super Bowl was, and all my thoughts I didn't spill out and unprotected on y'all today, and I am feeling much better. But what I do want to get into some conversation about Trump. We have a few minutes left, right? And Trump has been showing his Trumpity Trumpy booty booty. And so has Elon Musk. So I don't know if y'all heard this, but your boy Elon Musk tried to purchase $400 million of his cyber trucks, armored cyber trucks, with the State Department money. Okay. $400 million. So you mean to tell me you're going to freeze billions of dollars for housing, for farmers, for agricultures, for grants, for Medicaid, for all these support systems that my check funds? I spend 33% of my income in federal taxes, not 13%, not 10, 33%, because that's my tax bracket. Okay. So that's one third of my money goes to the federal government to cover these support services, which I don't mind covering because, hey, we all should do our part to support those who are vulnerable, who don't have the privilege of paying 33% of their tax earnings. Right. So I digress. But guess what? I have good news today. Today, the State Department has rejected his proposal for the $400 million because of outpours from the community and from Congress people calling and city officials, and people just showed up and showed out. So what I want to say to y'all, even though our problem seems so macro, it seems so big on a systemic level, keep speaking. Keep speaking your truth. There is a chat robot. Oh my God, I wish I would have wrote the URL down. But it is a chat AI app that you can Google it that will actually help write your letter for you to send to your congresspeople. It will email it and fax it to you. All you have to enter is like what you want to address, and it'll actually do it for you. So there's no excuse. I know some of us don't like technology. We have issues with knowing what to do. But yeah, look it up. And if you don't, if the further link, you can Google it, or you can go to our newsletter, right? Hit me, because I have it in my newsletter. If you need the link, hit me up on Facebook or email me at info@urbantriage.org, just like it sounds, Urban Triage, TRIAGE.ORG. But say something, do something, don't be silent, y'all. So anyway, I got to play this clip for you. So your boy Elon Musk held a press conference in the presidential Oval Office this week with his 6 or 7 year old son. And boy, let me tell you what his son said. Go ahead. Oh my God, what a show. Go ahead, Sam, play the clip for me.
You know, I wasn't even going to post on this. And then I saw some clips that changed my mind.
Oh my God, is it setting again? Is our clip out? Okay, there we go.
In a moment. But first, Elon Musk yesterday, along with his son, Little X, held a press conference in the Oval Office.
Okay, Sam, we got Wi-Fi issues up in here. We got Wi-Fi issues. It's all good in the hood. Let's try it again, Sam. We got this. The devil's a lie.
I wasn't going to post on this. And then I saw some clips that changed my mind.
Okay, the devil ain't a lie. It ain't playing. So let me just summarize for you guys what occurred in this clip. So Elon Musk is standing in the Oval Office with your guy, Trumpity Dumpity, with his boy. They call him Little X or Z, whatever his name is. He's like 6 or 7. He looks at President Trump with a live mic on and says, "You need to shut the F up. You're not the president." On a live mic. First of all, he tells Trump, he looks at him and said, "You're not the president." And then his dad continues to talk. And then he turns around at Trump and says, "Shut the fuck up. I'm tired of hearing you talking." Now, first of all, this is like a 6 or 7 year old. So for him to be able to articulate that means what? That means that he's heard his poppy, his daddy say, "Trump is not the president. I'm the president." He's heard his daddy say, "Trump need to shut the F up." And then you see Trump in the clip just sitting there grinning like the boy didn't just tell you, "You're not the president." This is the problem with fascism. This is the problem with imperialism, is that there's no check and balances. American people, y'all have literally elected the devil into the Oval Office. He's literally bought the presidential. He bought the presidency. He literally bought it. Like, you know how much money Elon donated to his campaigns through his offshore accounts and this way and that way? But what you will do is put a black person in jail by being caught with crack because they're selling it to feed their family. What you will do is put black children and black men in prison because they're selling weed. And everybody know 80% of Americans smoke weed. I don't know too many people that don't smoke weed. Smoke weed, some kind of cannabis or CBDG, some kind of gummy. Like, people are constantly looking for ways to self-medicate in a world that's filled with fear, demonic spirits, and people and media and systems that are always telling us that we're not enough, or we need to do this different. We need to have big butts. We need to be lighter skinned. We need to have, you know, our boobies need to sit up as women. I can only speak from a woman perspective, but I'm sure men get the same thing. You need to not be soft. You can't be emotional. You can only feel anger. And men are going absolutely nuts because they're thinking that they can't cry or shouldn't cry or be soft or have feminine traits, when the truth of the matter is that we all as individuals should embody feminine and masculine traits. We should be able to open up and be soft, nurturing, and whether you're a man or a woman. See, I digress. You see how I did that? But it's all connected to the macro system of voting for a man that is an outright narcissist. You have a man that's a narcissist who got paid out through Elon, who is allowing a nobody billionaire to stand in the Oval Office and give a press conference. Y'all should be storming the Capitol now. Every Capitol across our country should be locked down because of the protesters. We should be so outraged. We should stop participating in systems and all this stuff. Like, I don't even know what to say no more, Sam. Oh, Sam, any last words from you, Sam? Anything you want to share?
Just a deep breath.
Ooh, woosah. Okay, in other news, when it comes to Trump, he is trying to take over Gonza, y'all. We have Al Green, who's a representative who plans to impeach Trump, saying that what he is doing and trying to do with Gonza is illegal. You can't just go to somebody else's country and say this is now our land. But I mean, that is what white Americans have done since the history of America. You have literally colonized everything and took things. I mean, how y'all think Puerto Rican became part of America? How do you think Hawaii became part of America? I mean, come on, y'all. That is kind of what we do. But I think Al Green has a point. And can we just sit for a minute that the representative name is Al Green, which was a popular R&B singer back in the day? My mama listened to Al Green all the time. I know Al Green cuts, okay? Anyway, okay, I digress. And in other news, because I got to get out of here, legendary producer Gotti has passed away from second heart attack, sending rest in peace and love and peace to his family and everyone and anyone who has loved him. Your time with the Black Conversion Show and your hostess with the mostest, Brandi Grayson, has come to an end. I will be increasing my time soon, but not right now. So until next week, I'll see you soon. And please tune in to the hostess with the mostest with the tea and the analysis. And don't forget to visit us at Urban Triage. Or, and don't forget to read, okay? Signed, Brandi Grayson. Peace, love, and hair grease.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, some unusual foods will be available in conjunction with Sharp Literacy in Waukesha. We'll wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Hamas militants releasing three more hostages, including an American, as part of a ceasefire agreement. As part of today's swap, Israel released more than 300 Palestinian prisoners. ABC's Marcus Moore in Tel Aviv.
Now the focus has turned to very quickly to the other hostages who are still being held captive. And that includes six who are still believed to be alive, and then eight who are believed to have passed away. But this first phase, a total of 33 hostages are set to be freed as part of the ceasefire agreement.
The Vatican says Pope Francis's condition seems to be improving. The 88-year-old pontiff admitted to a Rome hospital Friday, where he spent the night being treated for bronchitis. Elon Musk's so-called Department of Government Efficiency missed its initial deadline to provide updates on the savings that achieved by Valentine's Day. The organization now posting on its website the updates would be released sometime over the weekend. This is ABC News. 88-year-old Pope Francis spending the